The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Jeff Cooner is with me. He's host of the Cooner Report on WRKOAM 680 Radio in Boston, Massachusetts. Jeff is liberalism's worst nightmare, conservative nationalist who champions God, country and family. Jeff, you're welcome to the show. We spoke to a former Irish teacher, former Prime Minister, who was at the Democratic National Convention earlier on the show today, Leo Varadkar, very enthused by what he's seen. I mean, what's your assessment of all the glitz and the glamour?
Well, you nailed it. It's glitz, it's glamour. I think it's been one of the best conventions I've seen in really in decades in terms of the production. They brought out the Obamas, they brought out the Clintons, all the big guns. There's tremendous unity in that convention hall. You can feel the electricity, you can see the energy. They are clearly on message. And I think what they have successfully done, there's no question, Kieran, is they have effectively now branded Trump as this monster. They have made this race a choice. They've defined Kamala Harris. Whether it's true or not is not the issue now. They have defined her as cool, as hip, as a fresh face, as an outsider, as someone who, in a way, is almost as if she was never part of the Biden administration, and that she can fix the problems affecting America from the border to the economy to inflation. So, and they've also really tattooed Trump. As I pointed out on my show multiple times, when I was at the RNC in Milwaukee, the speakers on that stage mentioned Joe Biden four times in 4 days. Biden was then the presumptive nominee. They mentioned him four times. So far, they have mentioned Trump at the DNC in Chicago 314 times. So they're really, what they're really doing, Kieran, I got to say, and it's a stroke of genius on their part, is they're really rerunning the 2020 campaign. What they're really saying is, you may have your doubts about Kamala. We may be vague on all the policy prescriptions we're offering. We're trying to rebrand and repackage her, but Trump is worse. So if you hate Trump, vote for Kamala. And that's what they did in 2020, and they're following the same script again. And look, the polls are now tied. My prediction, you can hold me to this. I think after tonight, she's going to give her big speech. I think they're going to get a bounce. She'll probably be ahead by 1 or 2 points, both nationally and in the battleground states. Where I do fear she's very vulnerable, and if I was Trump, I think this is his ace in the hole. This is going to give her a short-term boost, no question about it. But she's made one, I believe, fatal mistake.
Okay.
And her fatal mistake is she unveiled her economic plan, and at the centerpiece of that plan are Soviet-style price controls, where she is now calling for an administrative board to freeze prices across the board in grocery stores, in food production. This has been criticized across the spectrum. Her media allies denounced it immediately. The New York Times said this is a disaster. The Washington Post said this is an extraordinarily bad idea. CNN came out and said, when your opponent is tarring you as a communist, don't lead with price controls. So I think politically it could be devastating. But I'm speaking now as an American. God forbid she wins and she implements these price controls. We've known now for 2,000 years, although the Romans first tried it, price controls, especially on food, have never worked. In fact, it's the exact opposite. Countries that tried it, from the Soviet Union to the Eastern Bloc to Venezuela to Cuba to China, it has led to chronic food shortages and at times even starvation. So I think if Trump is smart, he's going to be teeing up the ads as you and I speak. And when they debate on September 10th, this is the issue I would wrap around her neck. If he can do it, he's got a chance. If he doesn't, I think he's in trouble.
Is her response not going to be something along the lines of, I these are not price controls, what I'm talking about is price gouging, you know? And look, I don't kind of necessarily want to get into a debate about one or the other, but just in terms of the politics, the message, that, like, that's a message that might land with voters, isn't it? That I am going to do something about price gouging, particularly when the cost of living has been creeping upwards. People might like that.
Well, I mean, I guess it depends on how you sell it. But I mean, look, what Trump can just bring up is your own. I mean, Obama's own economist came out and said it's an insane idea. What I'm shocked at, Kieran, is there has been so much blowback. It's not from me. It's not from, I mean, Trump is using it, obviously. It's from our own side. I thought, look, we made a mistake. We jumped the gun too early. We misspoke. I thought she would have walked it back. She has not walked it back. And they're refusing to walk it back. And the other problem with the price gouging argument is, well, define price gouging. In other words, if I buy a box of Kraft mac and cheese and they're selling for $2.49 a box, is that too much? So who's going to decide? What is it, $2.19?
Well, Jeff, I have to say to you, if you're paying anything for Kraft mac and cheese, I think it's too much.
All right? Well, no, that I agree with you. That I agree with you 1,000%. But no, I mean, Kieran, she hasn't thought this thing through. I think this was rushed. I think her advisors thought it sounded good. But when you actually look into it, I think potentially it can be a disaster for her. So she's left herself vulnerable. And this is where I leave the state of the race, Kieran. So far, it's as if both candidates want to lose. Whenever one candidate gets ahead, they seem to make a really an unnecessary mistake, a self-inflicted error. And Kamala did it now. I mean, Trump has been doing it repeatedly. Kamala has now done it as well. And again, I think in the end, when everything is said and done, after all of this sound and fury, it will come down to the debates. And she's given Trump now some rope to go after her. Now, whether he can pull it off, I don't know. I can tell you this. He's getting blowback from his own voters. Yeah. I've seen him now repeatedly. Every interview he does, every rally he does, it is the same talking points over and over and over. He's got to get fresh material. He's got to get nimble. This is a huge issue. He should be all over it. He's still going on after Biden. Biden is yesterday's man. The candidate is Kamala. So if he doesn't reshuffle his campaign team and start getting out with some fresh points, he may lose this. I mean, even yesterday, Tim Walz admitted this is still our election to win, but Trump's election to lose. As he put it in American football terminology, we're behind in the fourth quarter. Now, he said we have the ball, we're rolling, you know, we're marching down the field. But it's still technically Trump's election to lose.
Yeah.
But if you're, you know, if you're firing blanks or you keep firing at the same target over and over and the target is moved, you're going to blow it.
So is this Trump's advisors giving him bad advice or is it Donald Trump not listening to those advisors? Because I kind of remember stories kind of along both lines in the past.
Yeah, it's a little bit of both. Frankly, I don't think he has a very good campaign team. I've called publicly for both his two campaign managers, his co-managers, to be fired. I don't think they're running a good campaign. But he seems to think that and in a way he's right, sticking to inflation, sticking to the border. Look, yes, they work for him. Those are his strengths when you look at the polls. But you've got a real candidate now. You've got a candidate who potentially has made a historic mistake. You've got to jump all over that. If you don't, it's going to cost him the election. Because what you've seen this week, the Democrats are hungry. The Democrats are united. The Democrats have a lot of funding, support behind them. And look, they're on message. They're making this a referendum on Trump. If they make it a referendum on Trump, Kamala will win. He has to make it a referendum on Kamala and the Biden regime. And so far, he's failing, she's succeeding.
Jeff Kuhner, host of the Kuhner Report on WRKO AM 680 Radio in Boston, Massachusetts. Jeff, as always, great to talk to you, and we'll talk to you at the same time next week.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.